Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Fahima sat frozen in her chair, staring at dots and dashes on a page that didn't make any sense. Why couldn't she read the words in front of her out loud, like the teacher had asked? Fahima was in a new school in Syria, more than 2,000 miles from her homeland of Somalia. Here, everyone spoke and wrote in Arabic, which Fahima was still learning. But she'd been studying so much. Her classmates snickered as a warm blush crept across Fahima's cheeks. She didn't know what to say. Why were those letters so jumbled and confusing? Could there be something wrong with her brain? I am Ilyama Katz, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the real-life rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Fahima Abdulrahman, video journalist for the British Broadcasting Corporation, and storyteller for all. Fahima spent the first 4 years of her life in Somalia, the easternmost country in Africa. Fahima lived with her family at her grandmother's house, near a big tree that seemed to stretch to the sky. Whenever Fahima gazed at that tree, she felt a sense of calm. Then, civil war broke out across Somalia. Guns and bombs sent Fahima's family running in all directions. Fahima and her father were separated from her mother. It took years for them to find some place that felt safe. First, she and her father fled west to Kenya. Then they moved again, staying with family in Saudi Arabia. Finally, they settled in the mountainous country of Syria and were able to reunite with Fahima's mom. Fahima really wanted to learn Arabic, the language most people spoke in Syria. She'd missed years of schooling as her family searched for safety, but her parents taught her what they could at home. And then, when she was 13 years old, Fahima stepped into a classroom for the first time. When the teacher asked her to read aloud, Fahima stared blankly. The poems she loved were pictures in her mind, but when she tried to read them on a page, the words didn't make sense. It was doubly humiliating because at this school in Syria, teachers posted students' grades in a public place. Fahima's struggles were on the wall for everyone to see. I'll try harder, Fahima vowed to herself. I will make sense of these words. Even though she struggled in school, Fahima was grateful for the relative stability she had living in Syria with her family. until that was taken away too. When Fahima was 15 years old, her father died and her mother said they were moving again, this time to England. Moving to England meant learning another new language, English. This would be the third language Fahima tried to learn, and she felt very overwhelmed. She studied for every test, a lot. She drilled herself on grammar and vocabulary, but it still felt impossible. How could someone who worked so hard fail her tests over and over again? How could she learn to read and communicate as easily as her classmates? Fahima was sure she knew the answer. "I must try harder," she kept telling herself.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
After years of struggling through books and exams, Fahima was able to go to Kingston University in London. Here, she could study whatever she wanted. Fahima still loved poetry and storytelling, so she chose to study filmmaking and television production. This way, she could tell stories with pictures and sound. And the written words couldn't hold her back anymore. It was at Kingston that Fahima met many other students who had trouble with reading, just like she did. Someone she trusted told her about a test she could take to see how her brain processed letters and words. When the test results came back, Fahima was surprised to learn that she was dyslexic, which means her brain had trouble matching the letters she saw on the page with the sounds those letters made. Aha! So it wasn't about her trying hard enough or not. This was a condition that she couldn't really change. But there were ways for her to adapt that would make languages and reading easier for her, and people who appreciated what she was experiencing. Fahima felt relieved and understood for the first time. She also realized that working with video, pictures, and sound was the perfect career path for her. 4 years later, Fahima became the first person in her family to graduate from college. Today, Fahima is a video journalist with the BBC, one of the most well-known news organizations in the world. She uses images, video, and audio to share people's stories. And she is one of only a few people of color reporting the news in the United Kingdom. Fahima never let dyslexia stop her from trying her best in school and in life. And she never let the challenges of being a refugee and learning new languages stop her from following her dreams. Her journey wasn't easy, but the pain of not knowing why she struggled to read has made her more understanding and empathetic towards other people. As Fahima says, empathy is the fruit of struggle. Fahima's story reminds us that even when we're faced with obstacles, we must believe in ourselves and in the new paths that are possible. It's admirable to push ourselves, but we also must accept and nurture our minds right here, right now. This is how we can root in the present like Fahima's favorite tree, stretching up towards the bright blue sky. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Ilyama Katz. It was produced and directed by Deborah Goldstein, with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. The story was written by Gina Gotzel and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Rattigan. Our executive producers were Joy Smith and Jess Wolf. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elettra Barjocchi. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. what happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.